May 14, The Compassionate Christian. The prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. John 14:30. In all his habits of life, the Savior gave an example of what God designs his church on earth to be. Tell this to the people. Christ desires to present his church before the Father without spot or blemish. From his earliest years, the Savior's life was one of poverty. His childhood days were spent in toil, working at the carpenter bench, bearing the burdens that came to him as a member of the family. He often became weary. He lived in a corrupt age, yet he was uncorrupted by the evil that surrounded him, uninfluenced by the characters of those who are artificial and wicked. In the open fields and amid the scenes of nature, he found rest from toil and food for spiritual life. Looking beneath the surface, he gathered knowledge from the mysteries of nature that filled him with peace and joy. During the years of his public ministry, the Savior was continually watched by crafty and hypocritical men. Spies were continually upon his track to catch something from his lips which they could use to create prejudice against him. Again and again, they tried to make him appear guilty of wrong. There were occasions when they laid traps for him by presenting to him questions, the answers to which they hoped to use to cause his condemnation by the people. But at every attempt, they were compelled to retire from the field confounded. Their actions were revealed in their true light by the answers of Christ. The Savior's discourses presented a power of truth to the multitudes who listened. Even the men who were sent to spy upon his actions were forced to return with a report to those who sent them. Never man spake like this man, John 7:46. Let your conversation be with grace, for Christ is listening to the words you speak. Let compassion to one another be blended with all you say. Then you will reveal the character of Christ. The manners of Christ were gentle and unassuming. As his followers, we are to partake of his nature. We need to be daily learners of the great teacher, that the atmosphere surrounding the soul may be filled with spiritual life. Letter 158, May 14, 1908, to Edson White.